We'll call the meeting to order. A motion to approve the November 4th meeting minutes and transcripts.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Haynes, second by Fabiano. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Opposed? Abstained? Great. All right. We have five resolutions. Resolution number 445, 445, and 468, though slightly out of order, are all a part of the Project Give, which relates to reducing gun-related violence. And yes.
Well, I'll make a motion to combine them.
Yes, a motion to block. Thank you. Is there a second? Okay, all in favor of the block?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. And then a motion, any motion to discuss? You can.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Just in case, is there any discussion? All right. Sorry. Legislator Fabiano, did you want to?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, so all in favor of resolution number 444, 445, and 468?
Aye.
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 Okay, that's unanimous, great. So let's move on to, so now we're resolution number 449, which is amending the capital project 519. For the Ulster County Law Enforcement Center energy upgrade. And this is related to improving their boilers.
I'll move it.
Okay.
Second.
Terrific. Any discussion on this? All right, all in favor of resolution number 449?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That's unanimous. And last, resolution 460, approving the execution of a contract for $596,016. And this one is the dispatch for the radio for the Criminal Justice Division. We previously approved the dispatch for radio for the other divisions. All in favor of resolution 460?
I'll make the
I'm assuming there was no discussion. Okay. Legislator Haynes moves for discussion. Heppner seconds. Any discussion? All right. All in favor of resolution 460?
Aye.
Okay. Terrific. Criminal Justice Reform Task Force. I have just a couple of updates. The subcommittee that's focused on centralized arraignment is continuing to move forward. The work is at this point with the judges on getting their full buy-in to participating, but there seems to be some strong feeling, so hopefully we'll be getting a resolution in front of this group maybe next month or the month after to make our county, it's a resolution that to get approval from a state level to make our county a centralized arraignment county. But that's not in front of us now. It will be coming up. And any questions about that? Yes, Legislator Fabiano.
Now, when you say centralized arraignments, does that mean that you'll be taking some arraignments out of the local town and village courts?
Only in off hours. So the idea is in the middle of the night when someone is arrested, a judge has to get up and go to court. And what they found was some judges won't do it. So they'll actually transport the person to another municipality where the judge will wake up in the middle of the night. And also one of the issues was it was very challenging to make sure that there was a public defender available when these calls happen in the middle of the night. So what other counties have done, namely Broome, is they create a centralized place, which they're proposing to use the jail, which is what they've been using for virtual courts during COVID, and that the judges would work on a cycle. So rather than any particular night being woken up at 2, you would know your schedule and you would be available just those days.
I see.
Right. And so normal court hours, totally the same in their municipality. But because the original law was that you could not be a judge outside your municipality, this got approved by the state a couple of years ago to do have centralized. So we just have to go through the process of getting permission to be a centralized arraignment county, and then we can implement this overnight centralized arraignment process.
I like that. That is a good idea, because a lot of judges don't want to get up at 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning. If they were on a rotating list, it's fair for everybody, and there's no loss of revenue for the towns. I mean, you know, when the court proceeding starts for that charge, then it goes back to its hometown, correct?
Right. And then sometimes if the person needs to be held, the jail is right there have that capacity. So it solves quite a few problems. There's a few challenges, like the transport, if you are transporting from pretty far away, but it seems that the sheriff's office is open to helping support that transport process. And it sounds like, you know, the waiting around that happens anyway, and the time that goes into that, having this kind of model will help create efficiencies where it might create a few extra challenges. Right. Legislator Hefner?
Yeah, you actually just brought it up too. It's the transport issue was one of the questions I had, just because, for example, Woodstock, we only have, you know, 2 cars on in the night, which, you know, this time of year isn't that bad, but during the summer and stuff like that, that would be, you know, kind of burdensome. Exactly. So, but if the sheriff's office is willing to help out, that's definitely a good thing.
Yeah. And it also, one of the things that came up in the subcommittee was, and I don't know if Woodstock, I can't name names because I don't know them, but, you know, if conceivably the Woodstock judge was one of those who refused to get up anyway, they were transporting to another town anyway. Mm-hmm. They were taking.
Well, no, I think the judges will love it. I think just from talking to both judges in Woodstock over the years. Yeah. And I also think it'll help possibly recruit more people to run for judge that might have not been as willing because of their family lives or schedules.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah, very qualified.
I wonder what night you're going to be called in the middle of the night.
There were a lot of judges that loved getting up in the middle of the night, and they would drive them miles knowing that they would get up.
And those judges can certainly volunteer to do this. Well,
they loved it.
And they're still,
they loved it.
And they're still doing the virtual arraignments, correct?
They are. So the nice part is that sort of allowed the preparation of a space in the sheriff's building to have courts. And so it's they've been able to identify that it was possible. I don't know if you all saw, but originally we had a resolution to move the 911 there, and that would have not allowed us to be able to do the centralized arraignment at the sheriff's. But now the proposal in the capital plan is to move 911 to BRC, so that opens up the space as well.
Very good.
Sounds good.
The discrimination, the police discrimination, there's going to be a countywide event being held. The dates haven't been determined, but Dr. Ed Lawson from SUNY New Paltz is going to be working with any municipality that is interested in participating to explore, to utilize a model where it's using actual data from the law enforcement to identify where the problems are and what solutions might need to be, but a data-centered approach, including existing data on arrests, but also surveys and interviews and that kind of thing. And so Dr. Lawson's gonna model it using the sheriff's data but invite the municipalities across the county. The sheriffs, the police chiefs across the county have been aware and are very interested in being a part of this to really identify ways that they can more easily just understand, you know, what's going on in their municipalities, you know, problems before they become real problems. So when I have the date from that, we'll share it with everybody. It'll obviously going to be Zoom. They were hoping to do it in person, but that's not going to happen. So people can be participating from across the county. And that's it with the Justice Reform Task Force. Is there any new business? Any old business? I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Fabiano, second by Hefner. All in favor?
All right.
Bye.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.